as a general matter within ERCOT, and again, there's exceptions here, but generally, PURA requires the generators sell at wholesale and only at wholesale. And then the entities that sell to retail users, end users, must be certified as retail electric providers, and REPs, as they're known, cannot own generation in ERCOT. So there are some limited exceptions here, but those generally don't apply in a renewable PPA situation. So first, like threshold question, who is buying the power? If it's a load serving entity, if it's a marketer, a trader, utility, co-op, no issues there, clearly a wholesale sale. But if the buyer is a corporate off-taker, then you need to go a little bit further. First question is it financially settled? Is it a virtual PPA or a VPPA? If so, then the settlement is all financial. The power is just being sold by the generator into the real-time market, and there's no sale or delivery at retail, so not an issue. If the energy is physically delivered, then you need to look further. What's the delivery point? Is it going to a trading hub? And in that case, then it needs to be picked up by a wholesale market participant that is contracted with by the retail customer, the corporate offtaker. That could be their load serving entity, their REP, could be a QSE, but it needs to be a wholesale transaction. If the buyer wants the power delivered to its consuming facility, and we are starting to see interest in that in ERCOT and desires to do those transactions, then you need to have a retail sleeving arrangement. So what that looks like is that you're going to have essentially two transactions involved. You're going to have a wholesale sale that is a sale from the generator to the load serving entity or the REP, and the energy delivered either at the project node or at a defined hub, and then a second separate sale at retail from the REP to the buyer, the corporate offtaker, and the energy would be delivered at what either the node or the hub, wherever the delivery point was at wholesale, and then delivered to the buyer's meter or their EZID. There are a couple ways of structuring these kinds of arrangements. And what I've seen is that the choice of structure often depends on which party is really driving the transaction, which party is trying to put the other parties together. I've seen back-to-back agreements where you have a wholesale transaction and then a separate retail transaction where the terms have to align between the two agreements. I've also seen it done with a three-party agreement where you have the generator, the retail electric provider, and the corporate offtaker, and you have a wholesale purchase and a retail purchase of just the power generated by the facility in that agreement, and then you would have a separate retail agreement with the retailer and the customer. And the reason for that, the separate agreement, is that, you know, typically, particularly because these are renewable resources, the customer is also going to want power delivered from the grid. And so they are going to need to arrange that through their retail provider. I've even seen a hybrid contract structure where you have maybe a wholesale agreement with the customer where it's delivered to a hub, and then kind of a coordination type agreement with the REP involved, and then a separate REP agreement. All of these get rather complicated because you have invoicing and payment flows between the three parties that need to be addressed. And along with that comes credit support issues and how that's handled. And then also assignment and termination. You know, what happens if the REP in the middle of this transaction defaults or decides to terminate? How do you replace that REP, for example? So that's a layer of complexity definitely happening in the ERCOT market. Certainly need to be aware of the fundamental kind of regulatory issues involved with structuring that. If that's not enough fun and you want to have even more complexity, you take that structure and you stick it behind the meter. There is a growing interest in the state by certain loads, data centers prime among them, though not only, to co-locate their consuming facility with the renewable generator and then share that generator's point of interconnection into the ERCOT grid. I have also seen situations which are the reverse, where you have a well-established load, large industrial loads, for example, that have excess land that they own. They're interested maybe in putting some solar, and the solar interconnects to the grid through the customer load. So this can work both directions. These are challenging. So you have two sets of regulatory issues here with a behind-the-meter type transaction. You have the issue of the sale of the energy, and then how that power is delivered. And those are separate regulatory analyses that occur. With the sale of the energy, it's still a retail sale when it's sold directly to an end-use consumer, even if it's occurring behind a generator or a load's meter. So there still needs to be a retail provider in that transaction. So all of the issues related to, you know, having that three-party arrangement exist here. There is also has to be coordination, because if you have one point of interconnection, the generator is receiving backfeed power through that point of interconnection, and then power would be coming in when the generator is not serving the load through the REP directly. So there are some coordination issues and metering issues there.